When I think of the people inside this room, I honestly think of people who are my family.
Oh, that's really nice.
Same, bro.
Yeah. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. I look next to me and I see my immature, crazy, louder, younger brother, Jose.
That's me! Yay! Love you, bro!
I think technically he's old. Is he old?
I am old.
But okay. I see my younger brother. It's like, why are we still sharing a bunk bed? And then I look to the left of Jose, and I see my overbearing, slightly inebriated mom.
I'm not your mom. I am not old enough to be your mom.
So you're giving me that disappointed look again.
I can at least be your overbearing older sister.
Okay, yes, yes, I'll call more.
Dude.
All right, I promise.
I hate you.
This close to saying, I put you in this role.
No.
Yeah.
I'm giving him up for adoption.
And then I look across the room, and who do I see? But my naive little Gen Z sister.
Yeah.
That's me.
Just now getting out into the real world after college, and everything she does is new to her.
It is. Yeah. It's like this bright, beautiful world.
Yeah. It's like the first time that she's worked at a real company, her first time getting her tires rotated, first time she's heard words like vigilant. Versatile.
Oh, yeah. I did not hear those voices. Writing that down.
Anyway, lots of firsts for Alexis, and recently she's been dealing with a new kind of first, a little bit of a stressful one. Because she has to make a very important job decision.
Oh, okay.
Because two companies are now fighting for her services.
Why am I guessing that one of those companies isn't us?
Yeah, right?
No.
I don't think we pay her yet.
Am I right?
Alexis, if people don't know, you work part-time as a barista.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been thinking it might be time to move on from that job to something bigger and better.
Yeah.
What would that be? What's the new job that you're looking at?
Another barista position at a different coffee shop.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Moving on up.
Up in the game.
It's called parallel. That's weird.
Nope, up.
Okay. So the other day, you had a phone interview with the new, more attractive coffee shop. How did that interview go?
It was great. They offered me $3 more an hour than I get now.
Thanks,
Brooke.
Dang.
It's in a cooler, like less sketchy part of town.
Yeah.
My best friend will work down the street.
Okay.
Awesome. And it's closer to here for going in between jobs.
So did they offer you the job?
They did.
Awesome. And that's great. What's the problem?
Well, I did accept it. I accepted it.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congrats.
So.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so after that, you had to go back. And this is the first time you've ever had to tell your employer, I quit.
Mm-hmm. I've never quit a job.
So how did that go?
Oh, my gosh. You've never quit a job. Oh,
no.
So typically you'd give your 2 weeks. Did you go do that?
So yeah. I did. I went to do that, but it went different than I thought it would be quitting for the first time.
Okay. How did you think it was going to go?
I don't know. I kind of thought they'd be mad. Maybe like, you're done today. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like a really bad breakup.
Yeah, kind of.
That's what I thought. 2 weeks isn't needed. Yeah, the door's right there.
They put a big box of your stuff out in front of the coffee shop. Like, you come pick it up.
No, that's what I imagined. But you guys, my manager didn't want to lose me. She like begged me to stay.
I knew that.
That's good.
No, like they offered me weekends off work now.
Oh.
A pay raise.
Oh, and, more than the $3 at
yes,
the second?
And I could make my own shift schedule now.
Yeah,
just
see?
To say.
See, this is the real world. This is how you got to play hardball.
But hold on. You already told the other guy that you accepted the job.
Oh, yeah. That's not in stone yet.
See,
though.
I did. But weekends off, Jeff? Like, I'm trying to party.
And more money? So this is what you need to do. You need to go back to the new job and you need to say, listen, I didn't expect this to happen, but they offered me this.
Oh, okay.
Can you match or do better?
What if
can you match or do better?
But you've already told the guy, like, I'm going to work for you. Yes, I accept. Thank you so much.
I did.
And now you're going to go back
and
on that word?
My best friend set up the job for me.
Ooh.
That I accepted. It's her boss.
Oh, wow.
That's a different layer.
Okay.
So
you have a tough choice to make here.
I do.
Do you, option A, go against your word, your verbal bond, when you told the guy, yes, I accept, and come off looking like a flighty Gen Zer that can't be trusted?
That's true.
Or option B, do you stick to what you said?
Oh,
no matter what your current boss is offering you, you take the plunge and go to the nicer area of town.
Yeah, and closer to work.
I never have to go hungover to work on a Sunday again.
Why are those the only two options? What about option C, go back to the new place, like I said, and renegotiate?
He doesn't know me.
I think that's a great option. It doesn't matter if he knows you. Listen, they don't care about you. They think of you as a the dollar bill. Bro, I'm serious. That's how the world works. To a company, you are disposable. So don't put your loyalty and feelings into this. Yeah. You need to make a decision based on like what your needs are.
Yeah. The other thing to consider is in the nicer, younger part of town, the new job that they're offering you, you're more likely to meet a cool guy.
Oh, good point.
Instead of shooing vagrants out of the store all day, having to stop homeless people from hooking up in the bathrooms
that
at your current job.
That did happen recently,
see?
I almost wish they just actually kicked me out and threw my stuff outside now.
It is nicer.
Made the decision
yeah. yeah.
So, Alexis, you're a kid making a really grown-up decision right now. You have to decide, are you going to stand by your commitment or do you selfishly slink back to the place you came from while moaning, I don't want to work weekends anymore?
I don't.
What about this? I will pretend to be you, and I will call the new place and negotiate.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I want that.
Yeah. No.
What are you talking about? I'll get you more money and weekends off at the younger, hipper place.
You're going to get fired from both places.
Yeah, they will fire her. Like, sorry, we expected something different.
Yeah. You were so sweet during the phone interview. Now you're, like, yelling at us. I don't know. Alexis, which way are you leaning towards right now? New job or old job?
Leaning towards my old job, honestly, but then I told my best friend, and the look she gave me made me think that that was the wrong idea.
Yeah.
Okay, you're leaning towards being a dishonest person, both with your boss and with your friend, and going back to the old thing for weekends off.
She's not being dishonest. She didn't have that information when she accepted the second job.
If this was a relationship and you told some guy, like, yes, I will go out with you, and you're like, but actually, no, the really hot guy just said he wanted to go out with me, you would be a jerk.
But the thing is, business is not a relationship. That's where we all get messed up. It's not.
Did you hear that, boss? She doesn't think that this matters. It's not a relationship. She's willing to go elsewhere for more money.
Review her contract right now. Review it.
Text
you put
in.
Your feelings into this, and then the whole thing goes wrong.
All right. Let's have our listeners weigh in. Text into 78592. What do you think Alexis should do? Stick to her word and take the new job, or go back on it and get weekends off? Your phone tap's coming up right after this.